Time to get into our well-being conversation. The weather is getting cooler, and for us on the High Fault, it means it's getting drier, which may also mean that your skin, along with the weather, is getting dry as well. And so now is a good time to be tweaking, changing up your skincare routine to make sure you're not looking ashy over the next couple of months. But there are a lot of products. There are very many products, but are all of them necessary? Do you need to double cleanse? I love double cleansing, but do I need to be double cleansing? That's when you cleanse with an oil first and then you use your cleanser as the second step. A couple of years ago, Korean beauty was a really big thing, and so people had 8, 9, 10-step programs. Do you really need to be doing that? Do you even have a skincare routine? Some people don't. They keep it very, very simple, and it seems to work for them. Just a little bit of sunlight, some Vaseline, good to go. Are you one of those people, or do you have an extensive skincare routine? Maybe you have a question about what you should be adding to your routine. Give us a call on 011-883-0702. Send us your WhatsApp messages on 072-702-1702. Joined on the line by founder of Eco Diva Natural Superfood Skincare, Nicole Sherwin joins us this morning. Nicole, a very good morning to you. Good to have you on the show once again.
A very good morning to you too, my love. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday. How many steps do you have in your skincare program?
I like to keep it simple, actually. But I think what's very, very important is to always think about exfoliating, because what happens with the skin is it builds up dry and dead skin cells, and it's very, very important to remove those, because your moisturizers can't seep into the skin if you have a buildup. And what happens in winter often is, you know, we're going in and out of heating and sort of air-conditioned heating premises, and the heat and the wind and the rain and everything is quite a lot for the skin to manage. So it's really, really important to have a skincare routine, I find.
And
how about you?
I have, so normally day to day in the morning, I have 4 steps. So I cleanse, I tone, I moisturize, I have sunscreen. Sunscreen is a non-negotiable. I love my sunscreen. And I reapply it during the day. At night, it can get a little bit more complicated. So I sometimes use an oil cleanser first, then my cleanser. I will exfoliate, not too often though, maybe twice a week. I use a serum, a retinol serum, and then a moisturizer to seal it. So what is that? 4 in the morning, 5 or 6 in the evening, which is, that seems reasonable, I think.
I think it's reasonable. I think it all depends on you and your lifestyle and how your skin is, actually. I mean, are you happy with your skin and the health of it?
I am. And actually, recently I got a facial and the therapist said you had very healthy skin, which was very encouraging to hear.
Well done. You're doing everything right.
I'm doing something right. So I was very thrilled that she said, you know, the tone and the health of your skin is really good. And I thought, well, thank you very much. I spend a lot of time taking care of it. But
that's amazing.
So I guess you were saying one of the important things is to figure out what your skin needs. So, you know, I have an oily and a breakout prone skin. So I try kind of manage the oil, the breaking out, etc. But if you have a normal skin, is it likely that that person's going to need the kind of routine I have where I'm double cleansing? Because I think double cleansing is often for more oily and acne-prone skins.
So you do know you are talking to somebody who sort of, what's the word I'm looking for? Goes against the grain in the way we have been marketed to about skincare.
Yes.
So my belief system is very much about, it's not that I don't believe in skin types. What I do believe is that the skin is such an intelligent organ that if it's fed with the correct nutrition, which is fairly similar to how you would look after your gut health, then you won't be experiencing any skin conditions. So I went from having oily and acne-prone skin with pigmentation and with bursts of sensitivity to never having any of that anymore. And I did that by completely rebalancing my skin pH. Mm-hmm. And I did that by looking at the ingredients I was using in the specific skincare products, because a lot of the time, skincare has been made with all sorts of additives and preservatives and foaming agents and things that aren't really well aligned with the skin. And when you use that, you think you're moisturizing, you think you're doing everything right, but what it's actually doing is putting your skin pH out of balance. So it could be drying your skin out, which is why your skin might be prone to oiliness, because it's trying really desperately hard to balance itself. So for me, it's very, very much about being mindful about the actual products you're using, looking for more natural plant-based products that really do align with the skin's molecular structure, and understanding how to take care of the skin microbiome as this very, very large organism that lives with us, that protects us from the elements and keeps us healthy, actually.
And so thinking about, so it's not just, you know, what's on the outside, because when we think about our skins, we think about, well, what can I put on top or on the outside of my skin, but also about the inside. So often, you know, people with really great skins are often criticized for saying, oh, just, you know, I drink a lot of water. But that seems to be, there seems to be some wisdom in that, that, well, if you are keeping your body adequately hydrated, that does actually benefit your skin. Obviously, you need to do other things, but drinking enough water, especially in the cooler months, where you may not be drinking as much as you do in the warmer months, it does actually make a difference.
Oh, yes, it really, really does. The gut, and, you know, everyone's discovering these days that the gut is almost like our second brain, and also, again, has a lot of microbiomes and organisms living in it to help break down the food and use it effectively. So what you are eating and drinking is as important for your skin as what you're putting onto your skin. And hydration is key. And I think what a lot of people do in winter, they don't drink much water because they're cold. But what I would recommend is go for herbal teas. So you're now drinking lovely warm water. You're still getting your hydration, but you're also getting the benefit of herbs in your tea. So whether it's your rooibos or your chamomile or mint, or even if you want to do fresh ginger and fresh lemon, that's so, so good for hydration and also keeping your gut in a healthy state.
And I guess that's also where we often hear about the benefits of things like fermented foods being really, really good for gut health, fresh fruits and veggies, fiber. Also, those are the kinds of things you should be trying to incorporate into your diet more often for that improvement in gut health.
100%. That's why your skin's so good, because you already know all this stuff. You're already doing it, girl. Well done. That's 100% how it works, really. And also, I know you're obsessed with your sunscreen. Is it natural? I'm just going to put that question out to you.
Well,
have you checked the ingredients?
No, I don't think so.
So what happened to me many years ago is that I started getting pigmentation. And a lot of my clients or customers also seem to be experiencing that. And we find that when we switch over from, you know, a normal store-bought sunscreen that does contain a lot of toxins and chemicals into something natural, their pigmentation goes away. So, you know, one needs to look at ingredients. I'm very much about that. It's like educating yourself on what you're putting onto your skin. You know, you are your own doctor every day in your household. So it's really, really important to be educated and to really have a knowledge of what you are putting into your body and also what you're putting onto your body, and sort of live more sort of mindfully or more consciously about that.
Mm. I also see that one of the things that can be quite useful with taking care of your skin, or that, well, taking care of yourself, but then benefits your skin, is vitamin-enriched oils being quite important.
Very, very much so. Wow. The benefits of vitamin-enriched oils is off the charts, fantastic for skin, because what they do is they offer so many different benefits, from high antioxidants, and what antioxidants do is they fight free radical damage. And what is free radical damage? It's basically an aging process, and that happens when you're just out and about in the elements. Your skin is always defending itself from these types of things. So what the vitamin-enriched oils do is, especially with like a vitamin C, a vitamin A, a vitamin E, really, really help to combat free radicals, help to deeply hydrate the skin, and also offer a nourishment for the skin. I think people don't realize that moisturizing isn't enough. You've got to nourish. And when we talk about nourish, again, it's the same as the gut. You've got to nourish with lots of key ingredients that help everything to stay in good balance and healthy.
And for many people, especially if you have a, you know, an oily or a combination or an acne-prone skin, you might think it's a bit counterintuitive to be using an oil. Are these vitamin-enriched oils also good for people who already have quite a bit of sebum that's being produced by their skin? Can it help actually balance their oil production?
Again, it's dependent on the brand and dependent on the actual product and how the oils have been sourced. So you always want to look for very natural, organic or ethically sourced oils that do align with the skin. So I've used some oils which I thought would be amazing, and they sit on my skin and don't absorb and then block my pores and start producing breakouts. So it really is, you know, vitamin oils are not all equal, let's put it that way. So once again, it's really dependent on what's in your products. But yes, the answer is it can completely rebalance your skin if it's the right vitamins and the right oils.
In an article you wrote about some of the biggest mistakes you're making with your dry skin, you also write that mixing different skincare and makeup brands on your skin could actually be sabotaging your skin. And I remember I worked in a magazine many, many years ago, and our beauty editor said that to me. She said, "What do you use?" And I told her I was using two different brands. And she said, "Well, actually, you should be using one of those brands, because especially the one was like a professional grade one." And she said, "By mixing them, you're not getting the full benefits of the professional grade one." And it was so interesting to read that in your article, that mixing brands can actually undo the work you're trying to do. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. I think the best way to describe it is if you go out and you having some drinks, you mix your different alcohols. Like you start off with champagne and then you move to cocktails, then you have wine and cognac. What's going to happen is your body's going to kind of get sick at the end of the night. The same thing happens with your skin. If there are too many ingredients all fighting together, they're not doing the work that they should be doing, because they're basically having a bit of a war on your skin. So that is again what happened to me. I ended up getting heavy metal poisoning, which is actually very dangerous and can be quite deadly. But also from a skin perspective, that was where I started breaking out and getting like a rosacea and adult acne and all sorts. It's because I thought I was doing the best thing for my skin. I was getting, like you, I was also working with a magazine, and I was getting sent a lot of different products to try, which made me so happy because it was a lovely thing to do. But unfortunately, it was really, really detrimental to my skin health and made it into quite a mess. So that's why I cleaned everything out and started Eco Diva Natural, because it's to simplify and to understand how the skin microbiome works. And since then, I've never experienced another skin condition. I'm very, very happy to say.
Nicole, is a healthy skin always going to be a clear skin? Because I think many of us think, well, if my skin is in really good health, then it's going to be, you know, blemish-free and flawless. I know there was a few years ago, because of the influence of Korean beauty skincare, there was an obsession with glass skin. So you had this perfect, shiny, almost glass-like skin. Is that necessarily what healthy skin looks like? Is it meant to be glass-like?
I wouldn't call it gloss-like. I would say it definitely when your skin is healthy, it has a very natural glow. It has a natural, you know, your pores are smaller, your collagen looks like it's plumper. You don't have as many sort of wrinkles and fine lines. You definitely don't, you know, experience breakouts and blackheads and blocked pores. So healthy skin is more about, you know, can you look in the mirror and say to yourself, my skin's so healthy, I actually don't even need to apply a foundation. That's when your skin's healthy.
Yeah. And so if we're looking to find out more about the products that you make through EcoDiva, where do we find them?
So you can find us online at ecodiva.co.za, and we ship internationally. So we ship all over the country as well as globally. We're also on Faithful to Nature, which is a wonderful website for all natural products. And we're in, we work with a lot of health shops and dermatologists and certain pharmacies. So we're sort of around and about, but we're not everywhere, if that makes sense, mm-hmm. because it's quite an unusual type of skincare ethos that is very clean, kind, and ethical, but also really, really helping different skin conditions.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very mindful about who we partner with, but our website is the best go-to, and we also have an emporium in Sea Point, in the Sea Point Medical Center in Cape Town, if you're in the area.
Great. Nicole, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Always a pleasure having you on the show.
It's an absolute pleasure, and have a beautiful Sunday.
You too. That is Nicole Sherwin. She is the founder of EcoDiva Natural Superfood Skincare. If you want to find out a little bit more about their products, you can visit ecodiva.co.za.